birthday was it last week?
It's Mark Brunt's.
On Friday?
I guess it was the 3rd.
I wonder if this thing works. When I click on that Hangouts in the thing, it's going to the group. Yeah, there we go. I was wondering until somebody joined. Hey, Brent.
Hey.
I know a few more pages. Claire here.
No, you can I haven't seen it. Yeah, it's not right there.
You did too?
She RSVP'd.
Oh, that's right. Yep. I could look at that. I don't know, Jessica's not supposed to be here actually.
Yeah, she's RSVP.
Because she's not,
RSVP,
she did not respond. She's not allowed to talk.
How's that saying no more babies?
On all holidays?
I do. I think I have it up there, actually. I visit all the buildings to see if I can get in.
Which ones are open on holidays and which ones are not?
Exactly. I'm making a running poll. Turns out this one is
right.
I totally forgot that it was Labor Day.
Alright, so I take it that, Brent, have you heard anything from Katie?
I did not.
Okay. So that's the one thing on the agenda. We want to try to schedule. I'd really like to schedule a holy meeting as soon as we can, just to sit down with them. I don't think either one of them are going to be here today. Hopefully we can do that soon. I guess it's, yeah. Wednesday, has she talked to presentation? Y'all did talk about that, right?
Yep. She's theoretically working on it and, give me a draft to look at, and then we were going to get together and chat about it.
All right. Hey,
hey
Claire. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, Claire.
Hi.
The honeymoon is over.
When do you want to schedule that only meeting?
When they can show up.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so Jake's here. He's in town. I guess he's probably going to be busy with orientation maybe next week. I can't keep up with it. But, as soon as you can grab a hold of one of them and knock something down, that would be good. Related, did the Central Puget Sound location, did Josh move those?
I'm guessing he didn't because I haven't heard anything about it, but... he was planning on it, and I think it may not be.
Whoops, sorry. Was that me?
It may not be. That side that he was going to hit may not have happened yet. So.
Okay. All right. So we'll just wait and hear about that. What else? So, we got a new drive, Albatross, right, Sam?
Yep, new server.
So it really doesn't mean much for anybody. Right now, the main thing is probably just it's just a backup of Eagle, but just so everybody knows that we have it. So we'll back up everything on Eagle. If Sam didn't already start that, I don't know if you were still formatting it last week, right?
Yeah, I updated Eagle this weekend, so.
Okay.
So we don't do anything to back ourselves up?
No, we're going to set it up to just automatically take everything on Eagle in your folders and just do like a version, like every, I don't know how it works, but I can set it like for every day. So just in case you overwrite a copy of your file, we'll have a backup of that too. So, but it's, how many terabytes is it?
22 terabytes.
22 terabytes. So it should keep us happy for a while. So that's, we got that last week. What else before we talk about what people are doing? Paper, who put the paper management Bibsonomy in Pocket?
No, I put that on there, just additional things that I'd forgotten about when we talked about it.
Yeah, so I used to use that, Bibsonomy. Do you use that?
Only periodically. I mean, I sort of actually use it as a Delicious replacement from when Delicious got taken over. So I do have, you know, paper stuff in there, but actually I use it mostly for personal bookmark management.
It's mainly bookmarking, but it's
yes.
made for papers.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you use Rip Pocket?
I use that for personal stuff too, but I also use it for lab stuff.
Okay.
And I mean, again, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, you can tag stuff and whatnot. So coming out of Feedly, I can just take any, you know, any articles that I think are interesting. I can just you know, hit the Pocket button and then tag it and come back to them later. So.
Yep. So Sam knows this, but I started using Mendeley last week to do references because I knew I was going to have to redo them and reformat them, and it worked. I was rather impressed. I guess I was perturbed at them maybe months ago, but I got back into it, and it actually worked pretty good. And I like it because it syncs across your computers and your iOS devices or whatever, and you can highlight PDFs and stuff. So I'm going to probably use that a lot for. At least for citations and papers, but maybe even for all of my papers. I'm still kind of throwing them in different places, but it's when it comes down to writing papers, or I will probably use that because it has a Word plugin, so it's easy to insert in the references. It's pretty painless. All right, so now I guess we'll go what people are up to. So Jessica, where are you up to?
I'm still wrapping up the new histology slides, counting my division and digestion tubules. I was around this last week. I think I'm going to so I didn't get around to it last week. So this week I'm going to finish that and start working on some stats for the entire, like all the slides that I've done so far. Mm-hmm.
So are you around this quarter?
Yeah.
Are you doing a... we can talk about this later too, but are you doing a capstone or no?
I'm
or?
Doing a capstone prep class. I'm doing the
okay.
first.
Okay. But you're continuing on this quarter working with those slides and stuff. You're fine. You're happy.
So.
You're,
yeah.
You're pleased.
We'll okay. see what I can do with them.
All right. But yeah. Okay. But if you want to talk about other stuff too, we can talk.
I don't know what I'm working for.
Okay. But you're still excited about the slides?
Yeah, I still like working on them. There's still a lot of things I can do as well.
All right, how about you, Charles?
I'm going to try to qPCR my samples, like my RNA samples today, to see if they're clean. So hopefully that goes well.
All right. Hopefully there's nothing in the controls, right?
Yeah.
Good idea. You going to do anything special this time?
No, not about everything, so just try to get extra.
So you've just been being careful before?
I've just been regular.
Regular careful, okay. Taking it to the next careful level?
Yeah.
Do you ever like bleach and UV your pipettes?
No, I haven't.
We've also got that hood. We've got that hood in Claire's lab. We could send them over there.
Yeah.
Send them another lab.
That works well.
Might not hurt.
No, I mean, definitely would hurt.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want to do that.
Well, maybe this QPCR would be perfect, and all the worries would be gone.
Maybe.
Maybe, what are you saying? Maybe we should be more optimistic, or?
I think you should be more optimistic. I have faith in Charles. All
right. Don't even wear gloves then. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Emma's
being the optimist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Frank's
really
has already had
an effect on her.
I can't hear what you're
saying. It wasn't
about you, don't worry.
I bet you, Sam.
I'm working on some primer design stuff for this C1Q gene for some bisulfite Sanger sequencing. Played around with a little bit of the I button temperature loggers. I might do a little bit more of that this week, actually.
So you think that C1Q stuff will work?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it doesn't seem like there are that many CPGs in the entire thing. So I think we should be able to get stretched out of where we can design primers.
Is that the trick? You just need to be outside of CPGs?
I think so.
So that
I
mean, you don't buy salt?
Yeah, so that, you know, those sections don't get treated and then have to design primers and try to guess whether or not, you know, there's been a conversion. So I think it'll be fine. Yeah, playing around a little bit. Eye buttons on the cleaning front. You know, I tackled the minus 80 a little bit last week, so started on that.
How's the minus 80?
It's okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in there. So it still, you know, needs some work, but I filled up all the freezer racks that we had, and they're not really organized. At some point, I'd like to sort of group them. You know, like freezer rack one contains all the Claire stuff. You know, freezer rack two contains all Emma stuff. That's, but I just randomly put everything into racks just to see how much space we free up. So,
okay.
And then at some point, look at that the oyster data that you want sort of organized and figured out what, you know, how to manage it.
Yeah, I started playing around a little bit this weekend. I didn't do much, but I was kind of using I think it was the wiki and the GitHub, that feature.
Yeah.
Kind of what we were using for the other thing, SQLShare.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still open to ideas. Trying to get, I can't even get Blast to work. I haven't been trying to Blast. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Yo, how's it going?
How's it going?
Pretty good. You find it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
So there's Jake, there's Brent, there's Emma, and there's
hey guys.
We're just going around kind of talking about what everybody's kind of doing. What you up to, Brent?
I'm writing up for the proposal.
NSK, alright. Yeah, I'll
look at okay.
Alrighty, you saw that? Oh, I put that old proposal in this weekend. I'll take a look. You working in? Is it a Word document in that folder?
Yeah. And there's a couple different files in there. One's just sort of a rough outline, just to make sure we cover all the bases for the requirements for the proposal. So just little placeholders, and then the other one I'm sort of filling in as I go.
Okay. How about you, Emma?
I'm working on characterizing the 12 proteins that we decided were interesting a little more, like the isoform thing. And
so tell us a little bit about more of the isoform. What's the kind of the bigger picture rationale about the isoform thing, and what put you onto that? Or
Charlotte wants to know more about the isoforms before we go and try to do Western blots and stuff like that.
What do you mean by isoform?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Well, I mean, talking about alternative. I'm assuming you're not talking about alternatively spliced protein products or homeologs, orthologs, paralogs. It sounds like to me she just wants to make sure that the antibody won't cross-react. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, depending on why you're asking the question, it kind of gets down to what you should be looking at in terms of finding quote-unquote isoforms.
Right.
I think she wants to see if there are any other protein, if there are proteins that are different but very similar to each other. That's my understanding. But I think it's the cross-reaction issue.
yeah. I'm just thinking about that.
Yeah. But. I mean, do you know what what antibodies is she using, and what epitopes do they target? You know, I mean, those are the kinds of things that you would want to take into consideration.
We don't even know if there are antibodies that are going to work yet. This is just like background research.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to stop us or propel us in any direction, but it's like, it's just to know.
Yeah, it would be. Yes, it's a very interesting thing to know. I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on it beyond just doing your blast, and you've probably already done the blast, right?
Yeah.
So so you just out of curiosity, so you're doing it in Genius, is that what I saw?
Oh, I just did a primary one in Genius. I downloaded, because I didn't have the command line downloaded, but I did that today. I downloaded command line and I ran it.
Okay. And so you had a table, so yeah, I mean, it would be quite interesting to see, like, what ones have, which clusters together, but I mean, at that level, I would just use an E value and some magical thread.
The only problem is, like, I had an E value cutoff. I was trying to make it really lenient, so I had an E value cutoff of 1, and I said, like, return the top 100 hits, and so a file is so big, I can only use it in SQL share. That's fine.
Yeah, but now that you have the blast done, you could clean it up and restrict the e-value and manipulate it more in a text editor too, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be. I'd be interested to see that because it would be neat to see how the proteins kind of cluster in terms of sequence similarity. And domains, but ultimately, yeah. It's more of just a fun exercise because we don't even know if that's we don't have the whole genome. So.
Right. I mean, I'm also looking at where the sequence peptides lie on the protein sequence. So, and that might tell us something about active areas on the protein. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, how are you doing that?
I'm going through each time the protein was identified in an oyster. I can see where the peptides lined up on that protein. So I'm just going through and then I'm going to combine it all. It all tends to be the same group of peptides in kind of the same places. So.
All right. Everything else is going right then?
Super duper. I'm trying to make friends.
Have you made any friends yet?
Getting there. I've made friends with Charlotte's 2-year-old. Look what they made me. I can't see it, it's so dark.
I know. Move by the light.
Oh, you see it. Is that a crab?
They made me a decoration for my apartment. My apartment's so ugly, it's depressing.
Dude, there's no way that's an improvement.
Alright, so Jake, you want to tell us what you've been up to?
Moving.
So you found a place?
Yeah, we found a place over by the Children's Hospital, and we're just getting it set up all weekend, so that's all I've been doing. Before we left Baton Rouge, I've been working on estrogen receptors, and so I've built a data set over the summer, and I'm going to write up a rough draft for my paper for it.
Okay. But, so you got orientation next week?
I think Monday is, but I know Tuesday and Wednesday is like the RATA orientation, and like the new student orientation is like Friday.
Sometime soon, I was talking to Brent before you got here. I want to get together kind of with you and Katie and Hannah, who are both not here, but about kind of your project. You know, we've got oysters in the water last month, and just kind of get you up to date about where it is. It's being just launched. I mean, getting me up to date of where everything is, because we've got a lot of like little things that have been kind of going on this summer. And of course, it'll be of interest to your project too. So we'll let you know about that. Claire, what you been up to?
I have lots to do now that I'm back to the real world. I'm working on starting my thesis proposal and writing up my narrative, just kind of outlining what I picture my degree being. I want to have a committee meeting in the next week or two, and then...
Who's on your committee again?
You.
Yep.
Lorenz and Graham.
Okay.
So I emailed them this morning, I'll fill out a brief for them, and then I really want to get my array out, like we talked about before I left, but I'm kind of in the dark about what's going on, so I don't know if I need to wait until Matt gets back to kind of run through that with her, but I want to get those samples out, like, as soon as possible, and then, you know, checking away on. I'm going to start analyzing RNA-seq stuff, or what my next steps
how
are.
How is the paper? I forget. Pretty good, right?
What paper I'm working on?
Yeah.
That's okay, yeah, I'm going to keep working on that.
Okay.
Mainly focusing on the discussion right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, working on that also. So, lots of stuff.
What else is going on this quarter?
TA. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll have to meet about that also.
That's not for a couple more weeks, though, right?
It's not next week, the week after, I think.
Okay. So, next week, anything else before we've finished?
Sam, I found my address.
What?
Why did you want my address in France?
To mail you stuff. What do you think?
I'm just curious to know what you're mailing.
Is that a postcard? Whatever.
Okay. Stephen used it to stalk me on Google Earth. So.
Yeah, I
know.
We were looking in your windows the other day.
Yeah.
was that really the building? Or was it next close to
it? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Right next to the church.
I like the graffiti on that church wall. It was like, this place sucks, or I hate this place. Yeah, right? Did anybody else look at that? Rotate it around to look at the building?
I don't think it's there anymore.
I was surprised it was written in English. That was the other thing I thought was odd.
What people here speak English?
Okay, so a couple things. Next week, maybe reschedule the lab meeting, and then the bigger question of do we need to reschedule for the whole quarter?
Yeah, because your class is at 7:30, right?
Yep. So that would the answer would be yes. Does anybody have a preference for next week? How about Tuesday of next week at 10 a.m.?
The only conflict that I might have is that I know the RATA conference is that during those days. I don't really technically.
Right, because you're pretty much shot the whole week, right? Because you got stuff the whole week.
Pretty much.
I'm not doing next quarter. I'm still going to have class 10:30 every day. So.
What's that? Okay. So right now, let's just move it over to Tuesday for next week because I'm going to be at a faculty meeting all day on Monday.
At 10 or
10:30? Let's move it to 10 o'clock for next Tuesday.
Okay.
And then at next Tuesday, we think about when people, how we want to shift it for the rest of the quarter. What works good for you, Emma, assuming you want to keep joining us?
I do want to keep joining you. I mean, it's the 9-hour time difference is hard.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much... The earliest I could do would be 9 a.m. your time, and the latest I could do would be 11, no. Oh my gosh, I can't do math. Would be noon.
Okay, so the point is, I do too. I mean, I prefer the 8, so when you prefer the a.m. is ideal, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, I can't make it, obviously.
You could wake up.
No. I like
9
a.m. times.
Yeah, I mean 9 a.m. suits me because I think our class is at 10:30.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe we'll tentatively plan on 9 a.m. But see how that goes with anybody. If there's a big conflict with somebody, we can shift, but maybe we'll kind of lean towards that. All right, anything else? Lawrence, go ahead. All right, well, thanks for calling in, y'all, and we will talk to you later on. If not, see you next Tuesday, 10 a.m.
Bye.
Bye. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
She was not
in bed.